Encores from the Bell Telephone Hour. Now your host, Donald Voorhees.
Good evening. Our featured artist tonight is Gladys Swarthout, a singer great enough to sing at the Met, pretty enough to star in several Hollywood movies, and charming enough to have been one of our most popular radio guests in the 1940s. Gladys appeared 16 times on the Telephone Hour, and her personal warmth and deep musicianship shone through in every case, whether she was singing folk songs, popular ballads, show tunes, or arias. Let's begin with opera and the impassioned letter scene from Massenet's Werther. I remember that broadcast because I offered to cut the long orchestral introduction and get right to the aria itself. Gladys refused, though. For her, the music came first, and the soloist would just have to wait her turn.
Pour
Before we return to the art of Gladys Swarthout, here's a familiar offering by the Bell Telephone Orchestra. It's the Slavic theme from Leo Delibes' ballet Coppelia. Despite her fame in Italian and French opera, Gladys Swarthout is American through and through. She was born in Deepwater, Missouri, on Christmas Day, grew up in nearby Kansas City, and sang her first solos as a child in the local church choir. Throughout her career, she made a point of singing American songs, and she went out of her way to help American composers. Among these composers was John Jacob Niles, who, in the early 30s, took her several ballads that he had written using fragments of traditional material. Gladys performed them around the world, and thanks greatly to her efforts, they are now among the best-loved folk songs in America. Gladys Swarthout, singing two of the haunting ballads by John Jacob Niles. Go away from my window, and I wander as I wander. I'll be back with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour after this message.
Madame Gabriella Tucci, Metropolitan Opera Star.
You have a telephone everywhere, even in small place. It is almost unusual, you know. And I love your, how you call it, push button, your touch tone telephone. They are so delightful, so musical. I am very affectionate to the telephone.
We too have affection for our telephones, Madame Tucci. But it's our telephone network that gives us the most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and instantly switch it to any of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
Your anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
Our next Telephone Hour encore is an old favorite from the world of ballet. Here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra with the waltz from Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty. There's something very natural and sincere about Gladys Swarthout, both as a person and an artist. And perhaps for this reason, she could sing the most sentimental ballads without having them sound corny. Here are two delightful examples from telephone hours of the late 40s. Oh, Lovely World, written especially for her by Ernest Charles, and a tune by May Braw that has since become something of a standard. Bless This House. The Songs of Gladys Swarthout. I'll be back after this word from your telephone company.
Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just by...
Fashion designer Mary Quant, creator of the miniskirt.
Of course, we have telephones over in England, but I never dreamed you could do such wild things with them. You know, here in the States, you can actually send drawings. I mean, pictures, right over the telephone system. To me, that's something else. Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just by picking up the telephone.
It isn't so much our telephones, Miss Quant. It's our network that links them together that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and instantly switch it to any of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
This is Donald Voorhees. I hope you enjoyed the singing of Gladys Swarthout tonight and that you'll join me again next week at the same time when performances by another great vocal artist, Giorgio Tuzzi, highlight our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network.